Welcome back to KSUB Culture and Language Bridge Language Lessons. We just had a lesson in Farsi. Now we're going to move on to a lesson in Vietnamese. Vicky and Tao, take it away.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. My name is Vicky, and I'm here with my friend Tao today to present to you a very basic Vietnamese lesson that will be three sections in our lesson this morning. First will be greeting, which is chào hỏi in Vietnamese, and second will be grammar. There will be two small points we will include in our grammar section, which is the tense in Vietnamese and a basic sentence in Vietnamese. The last part we will have in our lesson today will be making a very basic dialogue in Vietnamese. So let's move on to our first part, greeting.
Hi everyone, I'm Tao. Now we talk about greeting, chào hỏi in Vietnam. There are two main points. One is how to say hi or hello in Vietnam. The other one is how to use status in Vietnam. There are two status categories. One is chào, when you talk to someone who are older than you, at least 20 years. Your aim when you talk to someone who are older than you, at most 20 years. And the last category is anh or chị, when you talk to someone who are younger than you. To begin with, I will talk about how to say hi or hello in Vietnam. In English, greeting, we just say hi or hello, plus name, or hi or hello, Mr., Mr., Miss, plus name. However, in Vietnamese, greeting sentence structure is subject, yourself, plus hi or hello, plus status, a person you greet. Note, a person's status based on the age range between you and whoever you are speaking to. Next, I will show you how to use status in Vietnamese. The first category, chào, when you talk to your grandfather, grandmother, uncle, and aunt. In Vietnamese, grandfather is a respectful way to greet older female who are older than you about 50 years. Grandmother in Vietnamese is bà. When you speak to older female who are older than you about 50 years, uncle in Vietnamese has two meanings. One is bác, when you speak to male who are older than your parents and older than you about 30 years. The other meaning is chú, when you speak to male who are younger than your parents and older than you about 20 years. Aunt in Vietnam has two meanings. One is bác, when you talk to female who are older than your parents and older than you about 30 years. Cô, when you speak to female who is younger than your parents and older than you about 20 years. The second category is em, when you talk to your older brother, male cousin, older sister, female cousin. In Vietnamese, older brother and male cousin is anh. When you speak to to male who are older than you, at most 20 years. In Vietnamese, older sister, female cousin, when you speak to someone who are female older than you, at most 20 years, and you are chị. The last category, if you are female, you are chị. If you are male, you are anh. When you talk to someone who is your younger brother, male cousin, younger sister, female cousin, all of them in Vietnamese is em. When you speak to male and female who are younger than you, at most 20 years. Now, my friend Vicky will give you an example about greeting.
Em chào chị.
So in this sentence, em is subject. Vicky is my em because of she is younger than me. Chào is hi or hello. Chị because I'm older than her, so my status is chị.
Thank you so much, Tao, for the greeting section. Now we will move on to our second section for our Vietnamese lesson this morning, which is about Vietnamese grammar. There will be two little points in our section. First will be tense in Vietnamese. In Vietnamese, we do not have past tense, present tense or future. We just add the time phrases to indicate the time of speaking. First example will be about past tense. The example we have today will be yesterday I went to school, which is hôm qua tôi đến trường in Vietnamese. Hôm qua and yesterday is a time phrase to indicate a time of speaking, which is yesterday. Therefore, yesterday is hôm qua, I is tôi, đến trường is went to school. Now we move on to our second tense, which is present tense. We have today I am going to school, which is hôm qua, hôm nay tôi đến trường. Hôm nay and today is a time phrase to indicate the times of speaking, which is right now. Therefore, today is hôm nay. I am is tôi, and going to school is đến trường. Moving on to our future tense, we will have tomorrow I will go to school. Tomorrow, which is ngày mai tôi đến trường. Ngày mai and tomorrow is a future tense, a time phrase to indicate the time in future. Therefore, tomorrow is ngày mai. I is tôi. Will go to school is đến trường. Now we will move on to our second point in Vietnamese grammar, which is basic form of sentence. There are three basic forms, and in most cases, we add word to change the form of sentence. The example this morning we will use the word come first to make a negative form, add come after the subject and before verb. Second form, in question form, add come at the end of the sentence. The third form will be positive, and the example for the positive form will be I'm good, which means tôi khỏe in Vietnamese. In a negative form, in which we add come after the subject and before the verb, will be tôi không khỏe, which means I'm not good. The last form we will have for today is question form, which is, are you good? Are you okay? Will be bạn khỏe không? That in that form, in a question form, we will add come at the end of the sentence. That will be the end for our grammar section. Now we move on to the third section. Will be making a very basic dialogue for in Vietnamese, especially the dialogue. The topic of our dialogue today will be like a simple conversation
for traveling.
Traveling.
Mm-hmm. So hi there.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm Thao. What's your name?
My name is Vicky.
So where are you from?
I'm from the United States.
What are you doing here in Vietnam?
I'm traveling.
How long will you be staying in Vietnam?
I will be here for another month.
So now we will translate the dialogue to Vietnamese. Chào bạn.
Xin chào.
Bạn khỏe không?
Tôi rất khỏe.
Tôi là Thảo, còn bạn tên gì?
Tên của tôi là Vicky.
Bạn đến từ đâu?
Tôi đến từ USA.
Bạn đến Việt Nam làm gì?
Tôi đang đi du lịch.
Bạn định ở đây bao lâu?
Tôi định ở đây một tháng.
So we have just give you a basic dialogue for traveling. I hope you enjoy it, and it will be helpful for you in the future.
Oh, well, thank you. I hope it will too. Thank you very much, Vicky and Tao. We'll take a break and come back with one more language lesson.